Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here at Rogers Place in Ice District. And speaking of Ice District, Rock the District. Loverboy in town is part of the Rock the District Edmonton's Classic Rock Festival. It'll take place June 16th to 18th at Fan Park at Ice District. Acts will include Glass Tiger, Prism, Loverboy, Harlequin, Helix, Carol Pope, and Rough Trade, April Wine, Streetheart, Saga. It's going to be a kicker. Rock on. Welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brennan Escott joining you. Oilers Now brought to you by our title sponsor, World of Spas. Aching after a long day, World of Spas offers tubs designed with your relief in mind. Rest, recover, and relax with World of Spas, Alberta's number one swim spa dealer. Visit worldofspas.com. We got a game night. The San Jose Sharks are in town. We'll have a full preview of tonight's matchup, as well as a recap of the Oilers' 6-4 victory on Saturday. Yeah. Against the Seattle Kraken. We will tell you that coming up at 12:35 today, NHL Insider, John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. At 105, a voice from the past from Oilers broadcasting his second tour of duty in San Jose. Drew Remenda, Sharks color analyst, will make an appearance in our, speaking of appearances, regular Monday contributor to the show, head coach of the Bakersfield Condors, Colin Chalk. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. George Thurgood and the Destroyers taking the stage at the River Cree. That's going to take place May 4th. Info and tickets at therivercreeresort.com. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted. Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com. For more information, we're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer, and tweet Brendan Escott at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. That's where we're going next. He's back in the 630 Chad Studios. How you doing, Brendan?
Hey, things are good today. Things are good. Always fun on a game day, and honestly, it seems like the weather's kind of starting to round a bit of a bend. That's got me in good spirits.
Well, isn't today the start of spring officially?
Is it actually?
I believe, yeah. It's
that,
the 21st.
That would add up. That adds up.
I think Randy Kilburn just mentioned that in the last newscast. Just taking a look at the script here, Brendan. Are we going to be able to swing in a audio recap of the game, or do you want me to go right to... No worries about it. There you go.
Yeah, there's the text message that says, no, sadly, I did not assemble one. We could rehash that game, though. Well, I mean, it was great. Evander Kane just can't quit with the hat tricks lately, it seems.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it was a sort of, the Oilers didn't play particularly well, Connor McDavid said after the game. Basically the team played poorly in his post-game interview with us. But the bottom line is Edmonton skated away with a 6-4 victory. They didn't have their A game going. The term he used was ugly, and it was an ugly victory. But one thing about ugly victories, they are beautiful at the end of the day because you get the 2 points, and I guess ultimately that's what you're playing for. Kane with the hat trick had a shooter's mentality going. Zach Hyman scored his 30th of the goal. McDavid is up to 134 points in the season. 3 assists for the Edmonton Oilers, Leon Draisaitl as well in that game. Let's go to our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get them with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. Brendan, you know I can't handle text at the same time while I'm talking on the air, right? Like I could never chew gum and skate at the same time either back in the day. So our top story is Jack Campbell is going to start in goal tonight for the Edmonton Oilers. He was in the starter's net and we'll get to a few clips coming up in the Oilers Now Audio Vault. It does appear as though James Reimer will start for San Jose. We'll head into the Audio Vault for Direct Workwear. Proud to offer on-site seamstress services and embroidery. Get your workwear and have it customized all in one trip. Oilers against San Jose. The Sharks come in with a record of 19-37-14. They're actually considerably better on the road, where they're 13-17-4. They got some good players, and Jay Woodcroft, of course, was with that Sharks organization from 2008 to 2015, and he says the Sharks have plenty to play for.
You say nothing to play for. I see a team that has great pride. Their captain has great pride. I would say their coaching staff has great pride in the product that they're putting out on the ice, and the work ethic associated with them. And then I see some younger players that are trying to, one, establish themselves as NHL regulars, two, fight for privileged ice time, three, earn contracts for next year. And you put that into a big stew, and it makes for a dangerous opponent.
And Woodcroft adds that the Oilers aren't in a position where they can take any. This is the NHL. You can't take anybody for granted.
Any team can beat any team on any given night. Most rosters are littered with really highly skilled players that if you don't pay attention to details in your game, they can make you pay. This team tonight is no different. They have some really high-end players that we're going to need to make sure our attention and focus is where it needs to be. For us, I just keep going back to making sure that our mindset's in the right spot, that we got to take care of our business today. And what I see before us is a team that works really, really hard. That's a credit to their coaching staff. This team works. And if we're not on our game, they can make you pay because they have some really high-end players.
Greer is the general manager, former Edmonton Oiler, and the head coach of the San Jose Sharks is David Quinn. The Oilers, meanwhile, have had a bit of a turnaround at home. I know Tony Brewer asked this question today. 9-1-4 in the last 14 games, and Woodcroft had an overall assessment on the Oilers' turnaround since Christmas.
You know, I would tie it into the way, we've put more of an emphasis on defending, and we've seen greater attention to detail. Not all the time. We're not perfect. But greater attention to detail paid to that area of our game. And I think when we do, you know, we settle along. We believe we can score enough goals to win. It's about defending hard. And I think we've done that a better job since Christmas time with that in mind.
All right. So it's the Edmonton Oilers and the San Jose Sharks tonight. Zach Hyman came back in the lineup on Saturday afternoon in Seattle, scored his 30th goal of the season. The Oilers, the only team in the NHL with four 30-plus goal scorers already this year, had these thoughts on ironing out the wrinkles in Edmonton's overall game.
Down the stretch, you got to win games. I think that's the key, especially with how tight the standings are. So it doesn't matter who you're playing against. And I think, you know, we've won, I think, what is it, three in a row. So it's important to keep a good thing going. I think there's a lot to clean up in that Seattle game, even though we won. So it's a good opportunity for us.
Oilers have won three in a row. They've also beaten, since we've come out of the bubble year of 2021, they've also beaten San Jose all five times that they've played them. Zach Hyman added an additional perspective on competitive level in games right now.
I think oftentimes a lot of young teams, you know, a lot of teams who are out will start to trend younger, and they bring in their guys who are in the American League or guys out of college, and those guys are hungry to earn a spot. So they'll play hard. Like, those teams play hard because they're playing for next year's team, right? They may be, you know, mathematically eliminated, but they all have something to play for, or, you know, show the coach or whatever the case may be. Those young guys play hard.
All right, and Jack Campbell will start tonight for the Edmonton Oilers, and Zach Hyman knows him well. He had this to say on Campbell's desire to play and compete.
First and foremost, Jack's the ultimate team guy, so he's always in no matter what the situation is, and always puts the team first. And I know for him, he's an extremely competitive guy as well, and expects a lot out of himself, and he's oftentimes too hard on himself when speaking out. But I think he's a goalie who works extremely hard at his craft, and excited to see him in the net tonight.
And Campbell added an additional perspective on being prepared to play.
Yeah, I mean, working hard is fun, and you know, when you're not in, it's your job to prepare your teammates, you know, the shooters, and it's been a good couple of weeks of practice, but definitely ready to go out there and compete.
All right, and he has these thoughts of getting the start tonight.
You know, just really having fun and not overthinking the game. And technically, we've been working on some stuff with Shorty, and the game's feeling good, and just ready to go out and have some fun.
There you go. That's Jack Campbell. So it is the Edmonton Oilers and the San Jose Sharks, and we'll give you the game day lineup report in NHL today. So we'll get to some of your texts when we return on Oilers Now. It's 12:18 in Edmonton.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is that Sega that we came back with?
No, that's Sega.
That is Sega. There we go. Nicely done. I think that was by request. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. 12:21 in Edmonton. Let's go to the Game Day lineup report is brought to you by McGuire Financial. Have the right teammates on your side for your financial future. For a free financial consultation, visit McGuireFinancial.ca. The Edmonton Oilers come in with a record of 39-23-8. They've won three straight, five straight against San Jose. Edmonton with a sort of a unique stat, leading the league, no surprise, in power play goals with 76. They also lead the league in shorthanded goals with 13. Connor McDavid up front with Evander Kane and Zach Hyman. McDavid, 14 goals, 33 points, 24 career games against the Sharks. Leon Draisaitl with RNH and Yamamoto. This was at Morning Skate today. Bjugstad with Janmark and Fogel. Fogel was on the Draisaitl line to start the game in Seattle. Got moved before the end of the first period. Wasn't going. Yamamoto got moved up. Devin Shore with Klim Kostin and Derek Ryan. Matthias Ekholm and Evan Bouchard. Since Ekholm has become an Oiler, 1 goal, 7 points in 9 games, plus 13. Since Bouchard and Ekholm have been paired together, Bouchard, 8 points in 9 games, plus 6. Nurse with CeCe. Kulak and Desharnais played together against Seattle. The first two rotations at Morning Skate today were Kulak and Broberg, and Jay Woodcroft had an extended conversation with Vincent Desharnais, who was off after Philip Broberg on the Morning Skate today. Jack Campbell starts in goal. He's 17-9-4, 3.59 goals against average, 882 save percentage. Ryan McLeod remains out for Edmonton. As we look at the San Jose Sharks, the Oilers, by the way, number one in the league in offense, 3.91 goals per game. Obviously, number one in the league in the power play, 31.5. For San Jose, minus 69 in goal differential. The Oilers at plus 39. It'll be Hertl up front with Andreas Janssen and Alexander Barabanov. Logan Couture with William Eklund, seventh overall pick, 2021 drafted, 41 points in 52 games in the A this year for the Barracuda, along with Kevin LeBanc. Sturm with the local product, Noah Gregor, son of former Acadia Axeman Colin Gregor, and his uncle is Jason Gregor, the sportscaster. Martin Cott on the right side of that line, former first-round pick of the Colorado Avalanche. Steven Lorenz with Oscar Lindblom and Fabian Zetterlund, who came in that big blockbuster deal with Andreas Janssen that saw Timo Meier traded to New Jersey. A number one, and actually technically they're both conditional number ones. Guaranteed one number one, may get a second based on how successful New Jersey is in the playoffs the next couple of years. On defense, the one-time number one pick in the WHL Bantam draft, Derek Pouliot, who was a first-round pick of Pittsburgh, eighth overall in the Pittsburgh draft in 2012, with Erik Karlsson, minus 61 over the last 4 years, but leads the NHL for defense goals, 20, and defense points, 85. He's playing 25-43 per game. Mark-Edward Vlasic, here we go. Nikolai Nikolai Kunizhov. He was with the team last year. He's a couple years ago, played briefly with Regina in the Western League, if I recall correctly. I think he had a significant knee injury last season. And then Ferraro with former Oiler Matt Benning, who did go plus 32 in four seasons in Edmonton out of Northeastern. And James Reimer was in the starting goal for the Sharks, who are 30th in the league in goals against, despite having the sixth best penalty killing unit in the NHL. The Sharks are minus 37 goal differential, 5-5. That's your game day lineup report for McGuire Financial. To NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandising specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com, and the end of this is not going to make me happy. I can tell you that right now, but here's Brendan Escott.
I don't even want to talk about anything else, having watched those couple of games. We'll get there in a sec, though. The Oilers and Sharks do face off 7:30 tonight on 6:30 Cheddar. Coverage starting at 6 o'clock. Four other games. Pay attention to Los Angeles at home to Calgary. Colorado entertains Chicago as well. Edmonton signed a 2021 fourth-rounder Jake Chase onto his entry-level contract over the weekend. 19-year-old traded from Brandon to Saskatoon back in January, since put up 10 goals and 16 assists in 29 games. Bakersfield traded wins with Henderson in their weekend home-and-home series. Now the Condors get Abbotsford this Wednesday in Baco. Colin Chalk will tell you all about it at 1:35 today. Oil Kings fell 7-2 to Medicine Hat Friday, 6-1 the next night to Lethbridge. They've got four games left in the regular season. Back-to-back this week starts tomorrow on the road in Swift Current, and then they are in Medicine Hat Wednesday. And yeah, the Alberta Golden Bears, Bob, they fell in the University Cup final. They made it that far. Fell to UNB 3-0, managing just 17 shots against a stingy defense. But almost making more headlines than that, I suggest, was the semifinal game against the host team.
So Alberta went to the Nationals. This was by, you know, somebody who, and I would suggest to you, I followed this about as closely as anybody over the last 40 years. On paper, in my opinion, a rebuilding Golden Bears team this year. Maybe the lightest in terms of depth in the last 20 to 25 years. Could not, won the opening game at Nationals, beat Windsor 7-0, scored five power play, went 5-for-3 on the power play because of how major penalties work in youth sports, scored five power play goals in that game, but lost two players that were in their top six that were really good major junior players. Won 4-1 over host UPEI on Saturday. UPEI upset Calgary in the opening game of the tournament, or their opening game for UPI. And the bottom line was Alberta was up 3-0 in the third period when a player from UPI ran Alberta goaltender Ethan Kruger. Should have been a major penalty for the run. Then after the melee that ensued ended, he sucker punched Kruger as well. Only got two double minors instead of getting a, could have easily been a minor and a major, or even two majors. The Panthers proceeded to take a lot of liberties in the Golden Bears as the game wore on, and Ian Herbers elected not to have his players shake hands, which vilified Alberta against UNB. Alberta was playing three games in three, down a couple forwards, as well as a good defenseman. But I'm going to be honest with you. This season, UNB was just better. Alberta, fourth straight year, they've been in the national championship final when the tournament's actually been able to go. They didn't make it in 2019-20, but it got canceled because of the pandemic. And I'm here to tell you right now, that's an accomplishment. But this year's Bears team, I think Ian got about as much as he could have out of that squad. And again, on paper, maybe the lightest team in terms of depth of talent that they've had in the last 20 to 25 years. End of the day, New Brunswick was just better. The shots were 10-8 in the first, and then UNB took over the game in the second. It was only 1-0, Brendan, until, I don't know, about the 45-minute mark of the game. But the Bears had very limited opportunities in the back half of that game. So New Brunswick wins it, and Alberta's going to have to have an uptick in recruiting here in the next couple seasons because it was a little light this past season. Can't win. Brendan, the bottom line is this. When you were in Sherwood Park, was Arjun Atwal on that team?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, he led the team.
And he was a really good junior A player, right?
Yes.
2 years ago, he wasn't good enough to play in the Golden Bears squad.
Right.
And he would have been no worse than this past year. Like, you know, he would have been playing in that game for the Golden Bears at the national championships. And so they had an entire line of junior A guys. And I can tell you right now, you want to win that championship against a team like New Brunswick, you got to have ex-WHL players throughout your lineup. And they just they weren't deep enough, and UNB was better. It's that simple. There you go. I ended up rewatching the game on Saturday. Bears, you know who the Bears missed? They missed Noah Phillip, who's a hell of a player. He's got 15 goals in the minors. We'll talk about him a little bit later on. He's third on the team. It's turned out to be a good signing for Edmonton. There you go. Edmonton and the San Jose Sharks tonight off to a Global News weather traffic update. Randy Kilburn back with John Shannon when we return on Oilers Now.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.